It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I am interested in remote control things today. I have brought this little gadget, which when you plug in something like a lamp, all you have to do is to either speak or clap two times, and the lamp will go on. Let's just try it. I'll try this lamp. You see, usually you have to turn it on this way. See that? But if I take the plug out, and you have to be very careful when you're doing anything with a plug. In fact, it's best to ask the grown-up who loves you to do something like that. But you plug the lamp into this little machine and then plug the machine itself into the socket in the wall. There. Now, I'll turn it on. And let me see. And that turns it off. And that turns it on. And if you do it three times very fast, then it'll do the same thing. I thought it would. There. It's not magic. It's an invention that somebody thought about and then made. It didn't make itself. It certainly didn't. You can make believe it happens, or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it for you. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it, 'cause you did it. You did it. You did it. Oh, isn't that fun, that thing? Oh, there's somebody at the door. See who it is, and then we'll show it to him. It's Mr. McFeely.
Good day.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. I'd like you to see something.
All right.
Would you come in?
Okay.
Careful, don't fall over these.
All right.
If you would just clap your hands two times.
Yes.
And then look at that lamp.
Two times, then look at the lamp.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
The lights came on. But now, how'd that happen?
Well, you can do it three times. Uh-huh. Quicker.
Should I try that?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It went out.
That's right.
I know it's not magic, but how are you doing that?
That little machine down there in the wall.
Oh, it's a remote control lamp.
It is.
Well, I knew you were interested in remote control things, so I have something in this.
What is it?
Well, I'll show you. Now, first of all, I'll give you a hint. Here's a part of it. I'll bring it out. This is the remote control part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, now
okay,
here
what does it
is,
do?
Well, it operates this little.
Oh, it's a little robot.
Mm-hmm, it's a toy robot. Now, let me see. We need a hard level surface.
Well, this, we can't put it on the rug then.
Not the rug. Oh, this bench is fine. I'll take these pillows off. Just set them right back here. put this... Oh, there's a switch here. Just turn it on. There we go. It sometimes makes this buzzing noise. Let me check. Okay, now...
Is that nice? Now what do you do?
Now here's a switch here, and watch this. There it goes. That's the forward control. To make it go backwards, you just push the bottom part of that switch.
Could I try?
Sure can. There you go.
Going along, Robo. Oh, I like this, Mr. McFeely. Isn't that fun?
Well, you could keep it for the rest of the day if you like.
Oh, I could? Mm-hmm. I'd like to borrow it.
As a matter of fact, I know where they make big robots.
Big ones?
Right.
You mean like this?
They look like that, but they're much bigger.
Well, why don't we just go and see that?
You mean right now?
Sure.
Well, I make deliveries there all the time. I'm sure someone will show us around.
Oh, why don't we go then?
All right. Let's
go with Mr. McFeely to see how people make big robots, all right? I'll just leave this right here.
All righty.
But I must turn this off. There. Okay.
All right. Robots off and the lamps off. Let's go to the robot factory.
All right.
Delivery. Delivery.
Speedy delivery to you too, Mr. McFeely.
Is that the receptionist?
Well, not one that I know. We're looking for Tom Zakin. Can you tell us where he is?
Absolutely. He's waiting for us. Follow me.
Alrighty.
Oh, my.
What? Well,
what a contraption.
Hi, Brenda.
Hello, Mr. McFeely.
Right this way. He's in here. Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery, Mr. McFeely.
Yeah, there you are, Tom. I knew you'd be around here somewhere. Good day to you.
Good day.
I'd like to meet Fred Rogers, Tom
Mr.
Zakin.
Mr. Rogers, pleased to meet you.
I'm glad to meet you, Tom. So you're the one who's been making the robot work.
Yes, I control it by this remote control box here.
I see. And you make it talk, too?
Yes, I can make it talk by this wireless microphone. Hello, Mr. Rogers. Would you like to try?
Hello, Mr. Zakin. Yeah, I see. Could we see how this works?
Yes, let me bring him a little closer. And we'll get down here closer to him so I could show you how he operates.
Oh, yeah.
By this remote control unit and moving this control lever, I can control his head going back and forth.
Uh-huh.
And this control lever here controls his lights on and off.
Uh-huh. What about this one?
Try it.
Oh, look at that. You put it down like that?
Yes.
Why,
and we
can
make him
something?
Go backwards. Make him go forwards.
Can I try that?
Turn his head straight. Yes.
Oh. I guess you better do it.
It does take a little practice.
I'm sure it does. Now, is this the kind that you make all the time? I mean, do all of them look exactly alike?
Not exactly. Matter of fact, I'll show you one that we're working at the present time. If you hold this controller,
all right.
I will get another controller and bring automation forward.
Well, they're a little bit alike, aren't they? Except for the different color lights and the different kinds of clothes.
Yes, but this model does not have movable arms.
Oh.
These arms are attached to his base.
I see. I'd really like to know how you begin to make such a thing.
Well, first we come up with an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then we draw the idea on a paper. And then we make a model. And then let me go in the back and show you how one's being assembled right now.
I'd like that. Wouldn't you, Mr. McFeely?
Sure, let's go.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is our shop here. This is where the people work putting the robots together.
Uh-huh.
John's just making a final check on a robot before he goes out.
All different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that one.
There's a tall one.
Hello.
Hi. And this is our table where we have all the parts ready for assembly.
Oh, there are a lot of them, aren't there?
There sure are.
Could you put some of them together for me?
Sure, I can. It usually takes a long time to put a robot together, but I could put it together similar to building blocks.
Oh, that's a good idea.
This is a mainframe here. Probably the main part of the robot.
Looks mighty fancy to me. These look like speakers. Is that what they are?
Yes, they are. They are speakers, and that's where my voice comes out of and the robot sounds come out of. And there are two of those with speaker grills on the outside. Uh-huh. Make it look nice and neat.
Yeah.
And then probably what we have next is we refer to as a foot pod.
Foot pod.
Mm-hmm. And it is a molded piece of plastic that just merely covers the wheels and the motors and the gears and all the wiring. And there are two of those, which go on either side.
Have you ever seen this before, Mr. McPhee?
Once before.
Oh, cool.
The next thing we have is a leg unit, which is made out of all different types of plastic.
Kind of like the arm and the leg together, I
guess.
Yes. Like that last robot we saw.
And they go, there's two of those, which go on both sides
uh-huh.
of the body. And then what we have left from here is the head of the robot.
Oh, yes.
That is also made out of types of plastic.
That's the place where the little light bulbs are in there, isn't it?
Yes, the eye lights. And that goes right on top here.
What a block building. But of course, you couldn't make that work right there.
Oh, no. This is a robot without all electronics in it. And if we can go in the electronic shop, I'll show you how we can put the electronics in.
I'd like to see that, wouldn't you?
I sure would.
Let's go.
All right. This place is really fun to see.
Well, I thought you'd enjoy it.
Mr. McPhee, you know Bill Toller.
Hi, Bill.
Bill, good to see you again.
Fred Rogers.
Bill, I'm glad to meet you.
Very happy to have you here.
Thank you.
And Bill, if you don't mind, Mr. Rogers would love to find out how we finish off the robots here.
Yes.
Well, I'd be glad to show you.
And in the meantime, I'm going to go out and get something special ready, if you would come out after you're through.
Okay, we'll see you outside, Tom.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom. Well, there's a lot that goes on in these, isn't there?
Well, there is. Once we finish up the robot body out in the shop, we bring it here into the electronics department to put in all of the controls and the switches that really makes the robot run.
Mm-hmm. That goes right in here, does it?
Everything fits inside the robot's body. This is the first part to go in, and this is the battery. It's the source of all the energy and power that makes him run.
Oh, it's very heavy.
Well,
very heavy.
It takes a lot of power for a robot. With all the flashing lights and motors, we have to have a big battery.
It's much heavier than those little ones you put in toys sometimes.
It goes way down here in the bottom, and all we have to do is hook it up, and the battery is in place.
I see.
The next thing to go into the robot is the control frame. This has all the electronics that makes the robot move.
My, that looks complicated.
The control frame goes right down in and sets in place. And we have to connect one plug. And then we can put the back on.
These look like big pieces of plastic.
It is. It's a sheet of plastic that we can paint different colors, and we can put different designs on.
Mm-hmm. And that covers up all the controls.
Okay, and that's getting all set up on his body.
There's the top over there.
Yes.
And the last piece to him is the top, and it sits right down on there. And if we've done a good job, the lights will start flashing.
And there.
They're
all we need to do is run him forward, run him backwards, make sure his head turns both directions, and it looks like we've got a pretty good robot here.
Bill, you must be very proud of this work.
Oh, we are. We love our robots, and
let's go outside and see what Tom has in store for us.
All right, you want to come, Bill?
I would love to, but I've got a few more robots to finish up. We're making a lot of them these days.
A lot of this kind.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Speedy delivery to you.
Bye bye.
Bye. Right this way.
All right.
Through this door.
Yes. You've got two of them, Tom.
Yes, I brought two of our robots out, so each of you get a chance to control one.
Good.
Mr. McFeely, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you, Tom.
Here.
Yeah. Look at that.
Heads go around?
Uh-huh, I like these.
Do you know sometimes people play games with our robot?
What kinds of games?
For example, Simon Says.
Well, Simon Says, I know that game, but let's try. Want to play?
All right.
Okay, let's see here, and I'll get set up. Simon Says, go forward.
Okay.
There we go. Go forward. Now, let's see. Simon Says, turn your head.
There, huh?
Simon says, Simon says...
Oh, oops. Simon says go back.
Backwards. Backwards? Or, oops, this way. There we go. So backwards. And Simon says, speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery.
I have more deliveries to make. Thanks, Tom, for giving us the tour today.
You're welcome.
Yes,
you're welcome. We
you
enjoyed having you.
I certainly enjoyed it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Robots really don't care whether they work or play or stop or go, do they?
Oh, no, robots don't care. Only people care. I'm glad I'm a person and not a robot.
I am too, Mr. McFeely.
I like to care and I like to work, too. As a matter of fact, I have more deliveries today.
Thank you for taking us to that factory.
Well, you're quite welcome. I enjoyed it myself.
Learn something old every day, don't you?
That's right. Speedy delivery to you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mr. McFeely. Come on inside. Isn't that fun to see how these big ones are made? Let's have some make-believe. Hi, trolley. Let's make-believe that somebody has a robot in the neighborhood of make-believe. All set?
Charlie, this robot is going to measure this neighborhood for the make-believe Olympic Games. Robot, make the calculations.
Distance, castle to tree, 4.2202 meters. Distance, tree to clock, 7.1202 meters.
What is going on here?
Robot 67, Bridge 2, making calculations.
By whose authority?
By authority of Committee on Make-Believe Olympic Games.
Well, I'm not part of that unless I will win.
You will win, if you're good enough.
Yes, but I want to be assured of a win.
But there is no excitement when all is assured.
I guess you've got a point there. But will people like me if I don't win?
What means, like?
It means like, that's all. You either like something or you don't.
Robots do not like, do not dislike. That is all.
You're a strange lot.
Your lot is 3.14159 meters.
Okay, just don't tell anybody. I might let them do it here. I like to keep people guessing.
You play many games.
And they're not all make-believe, Toots. Toot-toot.
Exit greetings.
Oh. Hello there.
Entrance greetings.
What are you?
I'm a machine. Robot 67, Bridge 2.
That's an interesting thing to be. I'm a tiger, Daniel Striped Tiger.
You are a tiger.
That's what I said.
You are correct.
Well, I know that. I've always been a tiger, and I know I'm a tiger.
You are correct.
Thanks. Do you like being a machine?
What means, like?
I mean, do you care whether your machine, a Robot 67 Bridge 2, do you care whether you're that or not?
Machines do not care.
Not about anything?
Not about anything.
Not even about playing?
Robot 67, Bridge 2, can explain all games.
What do you mean?
Say the name of a game. My screen will give professional explanation.
What about baseball?
When people play baseball, they use a ball like this and hit it with a bat like this. Each team takes turns trying to hit the ball as far as they can without the other team catching the ball and tagging them with it. If you run around all the bases, you score a run. The team that scores the most runs wins the game. And that's how people play baseball.
Football.
When people play football, they start the game out with one team kicking a ball like this to the other team. Then they take turns running and throwing to each other, trying to get to the end of the field to make a touchdown without the other team stopping them. And that's how people play football.
And tennis?
When people play tennis, they use a ball like this and a racket like this to hit the ball over the net. Sometimes you have to run very fast to hit the ball. If the person on the other side of the net misses more times than you do, you win the game. If you miss more than they do, they win. And that's how people play tennis.
That's a neat thing that you can do, 67.
My full name is Robot 67 Bridge 2.
Oh, sorry. Robot 67 Bridge 2, will you play with me?
No.
Why?
I have no more time for you. Exit greetings.
I'll see you at the castle in a few minutes.
Oh, hi, Handyman Negri.
You sound sad, Daniel.
The robot said it didn't have any more time for me.
It's strange to have a machine that talks, isn't it?
Yes, you start to get to like it, and then...
Then what?
Well, then you realize it doesn't have any feelings.
But you still have feelings.
I know. Do you think it's good to have feelings, Handy?
I think it's the best, Daniel.
Why?
Well, because if you have feelings, you can love people, and you can feel that they love you. And that's the greatest thing in the world.
Will you play with me?
Sure, Daniel. What would you like to play?
Hot potato.
How do you play that?
Well, you get something that looks like a potato, and then you pass it around while the music's playing, and when the music stops, you don't want to be holding the hot potato.
Oh, okay. I get it. That sounds like fun.
Okay, I'll go get something.
All right. Oh, hi, Mr. Struthers.
Hello, handyman. Have I got some great news.
What's that?
Well, Lady Elaine, she gave her permission.
Boy, how did you work that?
I don't know. She just said she was going to try her best to win everything instead of spoiling the fun with assurances.
Oh, people can be surprising, can't they?
They certainly can.
Oh, hi there, Mr. Struthers. You want to play hot potato?
Sure.
Good. Here we go. There you go.
Here we go.
There you go. One more. You got it.
Oh, I just remembered.
What?
I have to get those measurements from Robot.
I think it's done them already, and it's over there by the castle.
Oh. It doesn't have any feelings.
I know, but I'm glad we have, Daniel.
I think I am, too.
Well, I'll see y'all later, okay?
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Those Olympics, they're shaping up.
Oh, good.
Bye, Mr. Shutter.
Hello, Robot 67, Bridge 2.
Entrance greetings.
You have the calculations?
Distance castle to tree, 4.2202. Tree to clock, 7.1202. Clock to museum go round, 5.2502.
Even though machines might move and sound like they're talking, they're still machines, and they don't have feelings. But people have feelings. And when we people can understand our feelings and talk about them, we're free to be who we like being. I'm gonna try this once more over here. There you go. Big people play lots of different games, and some of them play those games very well. You could ask a grown-up friend of yours what kind of games he or she likes to play. Your parents may know about some games that Robot 67 Bridge 2 doesn't even have in its computer. Let's try this lamp just one more time. Maybe I'll just snap my fingers down by the machine and see if that'll help. That works. Not magic, just machines. Machines without feelings. I'm glad you and I have feelings. We're really alive. We're people. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Always make each day a special day by just your being you, a real person with real feelings. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.